This is Rob Cameron, developer evangelist with Microsoft in the communication sector. I'm here with Jim Warner from the TM Forum, which is a participating NAB. So, Jim, could you provide a little background on what the TM Forum is?
Sure. The TM Forum, or actually its original name was the Telemanagement Forum, is an industry association. It's sort of a cross between an industry trade body and a standards group. And we've got about 700 members in something like 70 countries around the world, working on how you deliver and manage services end-to-end, from the point that service gets created till it gets consumed by somebody. And that includes basic voice and data services, but more and more is moving into these multimedia, digital media, content-driven services.
Okay, so that makes sense. So why is the TM Forum at NAB?
Well, clearly our background is strong in the telecom sector, but everybody in telecom wants to now be playing in this digital media environment. Well, the home of the digital media environment, certainly from the content creation and the content owner space, is here at NAB. So we felt, first of all, come, get ourselves known, get some education ourselves, and then let people see what we're doing and how they may want to come in and participate and be a player in this.
That makes total sense to me. I was standing over at the Microsoft booth yesterday and had many customers coming over who were really interested in kind of bringing it all together with the services side of things. So I sent them over here.
Oh, wonderful. Good.
Great.
Good.
So
we were busy.
Yeah, that's awesome. So wanted to ask you about, now this is a Catalyst project.
Yeah.
Catalyst.
Well, the Catalyst project, we do our standards a little differently than they had been done in the past, where you'd lock people in a room for a few years. We do it, our nickname for the Catalyst is a living lab. And what it does is it starts with a service provider, and that could be a content provider, it could be a telecom operator, somebody who puts a problem on the table and says, I've got this problem and it needs to be solved, and I would like it solved in a standardized way. Then other companies, usually members of that company's supply chain, get together and we start to kick around ideas and literally play with live off-the-shelf systems and start to connect them and see if we can solve the problem that service provider put forward to us. Then, assuming we do, we then standardize the output and that becomes available to the rest of the industry as a standard, but one that's already been proven to be able to do the job, not just a stack of paper.
Makes a lot of sense. So would you say that traditionally the Catalyst projects have been focused on operational support systems and business support systems?
They have pretty much been on that sort of, how do you order, how do you assure, how do you troubleshoot, how do you bill for traditional telecom services. When, you know, we realized that our membership was moving into the digital media arena, and we did too, we said, well, we got to come up with a catalyst that starts to look at that whole space. And we quickly realized that, you know, a content-based service is vastly different than a data service or a broadband service or a voice call or something. All kinds of different things have to be thought about, from the DRM down to different sorts of service quality issues and all of that. And that led us to create Content Encounter, which is what you see behind me, which is just sort of like a catalyst on steroids.
Gotcha, excellent. So you mentioned that it's multi-vendor and it's supply chain driven. So who are the vendors that are participating in this catalyst?
Well, I hope I don't leave anybody out, but you know, okay, we've got folks like Alcatel-Lucent and IBM, Cognizant, certainly Microsoft, Motorola. For our next iteration in a few weeks, when we'll be doing a live demo in France, Telcordia has come in, Amdocs has come in. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out.
The only one I can think of is Westwood for the
Westwood One. Westwood. They have been our our content provider of the news, traffic, weather, sports sorts
awesome.
Of things.
Great. So I noticed at the Content Encounter Group booth here that you have had reps from IBM,
yep,
Motorola, and Cognizant of Microsoft.
Yep.
It would be great if you could kind of summarize like what IBM has been doing for this catalyst.
Sure, sure. Well, what we try and do is, as I said earlier, we try and take an end-to-end perspective on things. So what we've done here is sort of represent the end-to-end view of a content-based services. So right here would be the sort of interface between where the content provider takes their content and makes it available and makes it ready for distribution by a service provider. So things like the content metadata that gets assigned here, transcoding, DRM protection is checked using the MPEG standards, and then it gets inserted into essentially like a packet that gets moved over to this next step using a standardized interface. And over here is sort of the service provider's environment. This is where the Motorola Leapstone product has its home. And over here is where it gets packaged up, bundled, priced, personalized, put into a format that the service provider can then push out in a number of formats to their different customers. And then finally, you end up over here in the three-screen consumption area. The three screens, of course, being a laptop or PC environment, a mobile environment, and a home widescreen high-def TV environment. So over here is where Microsoft and Cognizant have collaborated on both the storefront as well as the whole user experience. So it takes the information, the piece of content in, realizes what the rules are. You know, maybe it's a high def movie that shouldn't be shown on a mobile phone. The content owner doesn't want that. So that rule says, sorry, you can't show it there. It does the reformatting and just makes sure that the matchup between the content and the device is the best that can possibly be. Also, of course, handles, you know, if you're talking about, say, a video on demand, is handling the ordering flow back up the other way. So that's a very brief snapshot of the end-to-end flow that we're demonstrating here.
Fantastic. And I've seen it working myself, and you can register new users and they can simulate purchasing content, and when they look at it on their phone, they see the content, they get the content. When they go to the TV, their purchase content is there. So
it's there. We can do ad personalization, so depending on what city they're in.
That's right.
We even had one at the last demo to where they got we were in Dallas, and we had local restaurants that were offering discount coupons, and the person actually got the coupon on their mobile phone that they then could take to the restaurant and cash in.
Oh, that's very cool. And I'm sure the restaurant loves that too.
Oh, they loved it. It was free advertising. They didn't have to do anything but just kind of give us their name and permission.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for the overview. I think this is great. Now, my one last question I had was, how long did it take to sort of get this catalyst going for the first phase?
The first one took about 9 months from the first time that we all sat down around a table and said, well, what if we could do this? What if we could do that? The heavy lifting of the work was probably about 6 months of that, and it was some pretty heavy lifting. The member teams did extraordinary jobs in getting it ready. And now we do one every 6 months, so our next one is about a month away now. Then the next one in the U.S. will be in November down in Orlando.
Excellent. So what are the kinds of things that, like, subsequent phases are maybe included? I heard something like session persistence or something.
Well, we know we've got to play more with the whole notion of session management.
Okay.
We know that we certainly want to start to involve the media companies who've got the content themselves and who also have the advertising inventory, and start bringing them into the process so that it really is an end-to-end flow. Then you get into things like, well, service quality management. We've done a little bit of it, but not as much as it probably needs to be done. Billing and settlements is a new one that we're adding for the show in about a month. We haven't really done much with device management. The forum itself has a device management activity, but we've yet to bring them in so that you could actually go all the way down and say, configure or help the user configure a home gateway or a set-top box or an Xbox or mobile phone or whatever. That's really getting it to that. That's when we'll really be end-to-end.
Gotcha. Excellent. Well, again, thank you so much
for
your
pleasure.
Time. I think this is a great set of information that our customers can take advantage of. And I know Microsoft's very excited to participate, and we hope to continue to do so.
We love having you in it.
Great.